Jekka News, you need to know now.
On the roads, you can expect some slow-moving traffic in the Joburg area, including in Bedford View. There is a stationary vehicle on the N3 South near Van Buren Road. And after an earlier accident in the area on the N12 R24 West, the traffic is still queuing as you head towards the Gilulis interchange.
ANC stalwart and anti-apartheid activist Gertrude Shobe has died at the age of 99 today. She was the former president of the ANC Women's League, the head of the ANC Women's Section in Exile, and also a member of the ANC's National Executive Committee. Moving abroad, on the eve of COP30, the CEO of the conference hosted by the UN, Anna Toni, warned that tariff wars will hinder trade in green technologies such as solar panels and electric vehicles, and according to her, this will hamper the fight against climate change. Since we're speaking about the climate conference, just a reminder of that article by BBC in March, the conference will be hosted in the city of Belém in the Amazon rainforest, and to ease the traffic, to host 50,000 people, a brand new four-lane highway has been built, cutting through tens of thousands of acres of protected Amazon rainforest. More on this story on jackrandfm.com. Click on news.
Small Business Plug is brought to you by Smart SME from Santam. Smart SME is tailored insurance built for small businesses. SMS Smart SME to 34852.
Smart SME van Santam is nommerpasversekering vir klein besighede. Ja, oom Andrei, vir jou bakkerij, wat ook een motorwasserij is, en vir jou wildbewaarder, wat ook een belastingconsultant is. Kantore, voorraad, motors, ons verseker alles in klein besighede. Besoek santam.co.za of sms Smart SME na 34852 vir kwotasie. Santam, dis nou vryheid. Santam is gemagtigde FTV, gelisensieerde nie-lewensversekeraar en beheerende maatskappy vir sy groepsmaatskappye.
Let's take a look at the international business front. Wall Street stocks edged lower in early trade today after the House of Representatives approved President Donald Trump's sweeping tax relief, sparking further increases in the U.S. Treasury bond yields. So about 20 minutes into trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 0.1%. The broad-based S&P 500 also declined by 0.1%, and the tech-rich Nasdaq shed 0.4%. So while investors welcome the tax cuts, they've been unnerved by forecasts that the proposal will add trillions of dollars in U.S. debt. Speaking about the U.S., a dollar trading at 17 Rand 98, a euro at 20 Rand 29, and a pound sitting at 24 Rand 15 cents. Gold is trading at $3,298.20 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $64.03 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some cricket news, and it's an absolute bloodbath in Trent Bridge at the moment. Three centurions already, with day one not even finished yet. 417 for two. The new ball, fortunately for Zimbabwe, available in five overs. So 75 overs have been bowled and 417 runs have been scored. Zach Crawley having a party, 124 from 171. Ben Duckett, 140 from 131. And Ollie Pope still there on 111 from 119. Scary if you think that Harry Brook, Ben Stokes and Joe Root are still to bat for England. So Zimbabwe with an uphill battle there. In the IPL, it is the Gujarat Titans up against the Lucknow Super Giants, 235 for two. A bit of a bloodbath there as well. The score at the moment, 34 without loss for the Gujarat Titans. The pitch is looking green, so looks like it is a belter to play on at the moment. The required run rate is 12.24 and they're going at 9.71. Still early days in the chase as well. The Springboks welcomed the Proteas head coach Shukri Conrad to their alignment camp earlier today. Protea management joined the morning sessions in a shadowing capacity as they prepare for the World Test Championship in